I can honestly say I really look forward to getting the calls. I look forward to it every week. He is so lovely, always listening to me, going on, but he still listens. It shows he cares. It makes me feel so special that he has the time to have a chat with me, especially when he does so much himself. He makes me realize that if someone like him with poorer eyesight than me can do things, so can I. That's why I would like to volunteer too, to help someone like me. That from KH. We have a chat, sometimes about things we did when we were growing up in the 60s, and how Lester has changed so much. Sometimes I don't have a lot to talk about, and we get a bit stuck. But there's always the weather. That from PH. I wasn't really sure how I got referred to the project. I spoke to your rehab officer, and they asked me if I'd like to receive a call. And I thought, why not? I'm not getting out or seeing anyone at the moment. It took me a while to get into a conversation. Sometimes it can come naturally, but I have my routines, and the best time to call me is before I have had my lunch, as I like to have a little sleep about 2 p.m. She calls me around 11 on a Tuesday, and we have a nice talk. I think it's a really good thing to do. And now I can get hold of Vista if I need anything. That from a person we support. I'm a good listener, and I thought I could comfort someone. My match is pleased when I call her, and that pleases me. She has a number of problems, and apart from listening to her, there is not much else I can do for her. But she says it helps her. She has a good neighbour who helps her with shopping, and she tells me about her children. We talk about the virus and how dreadful it is, and we also have a good talk about her father, who was a preacher. We shared a few encouraging extracts from the Bible and like to have a general chit-chat. That from one of our volunteers.